Hi, I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not Shannon.
Girl, your top shelf vagina.
Winner, winner, winner.
Suisse en sac de vie.
Girl Fighters! So I think I finally figured out why I think I hit record and I don't. Because there's a little microphone that you hit to bring up the recording profile. And then I swear I hit the red dot and I don't. And I just assume that it's recording because it still monitors your voice and jumps. Yes. But isn't, like, the recording bar isn't going. Anyway, I am recording. It is 34 seconds in.
I'm just saying.
I wasn't sure if you were actually talking. I wasn't sure if you were describing this to me or the listeners. I was not for sure if you were recording or not.
Both. What the fuck is this beer?
Hams.
America's classic premium beer.
How bad do you think it is?
Born in the land of sky blue waters.
I mean, Ham's beer sound ham and beer.
It's so cool. Oh, it smells awful. It smells like natty ice.
I believe it.
Actually, it's not bad. Not bad. Not bad, Hams. What's up, Maggie? It's been a hot minute.
It has. My mom had cancer surgery, so we missed a week. I canceled because my mom was panicking. Her surgery was the next day, but she was like, I was like, do you want me at home? She was like, I don't know. I don't know what I want. I was like,
okay,
I'm going to stay home. The next day after her surgery, it was the surgery day, but like after it, when she was at home, my dad said, can you go to the store and get ice cream? And while I was there, I got my mom's two favorite treats. Lemon cake and blue corn tortilla chips. And I opened the blue corn tortilla chips and just like handed them to her in bed. And she was going to town on this bag of blue corn tortilla chips. And she looks up at me and goes, I can have as many as I want because I had surgery today, right?
You're like, yes, Mom.
Mom, you can always have as many as you want.
Eat all the chips.
And then the next week I came out of therapy all like ready to see you and excited. And I had three messages on my phone from students being like, we just got summer homework.
Who the fuck gives summer homework? That teacher's going to hell. Going to the bad place.
She used to be
Are we in the bad place?
Shannon.
Is that something that would happen to us in the bad place?
She used to be my favorite teacher. I loved her. This is the one who accuses me of cheating with my students.
Yeah.
So all of my students this breaks my heart. All of my students who have her, I'm like, do not let her know that you see me. Do not let me ever write on your paper absentmindedly. Uh-huh. Do not ever let on.
Right.
Like, and that breaks my heart too.
Yeah.
I mean, it is for IB Math Studies, the International Baccalaureate, so it's supposed to be difficult, but like, yeah, emailing out summer homework is shitty.
It's shitty.
It is shitty.
And she sent it out the Tuesday before
4th of July. And so all of my kids were leaving.
For the weekend.
Because 4th of July was on
Thursday.
She sends it on Tuesday. I know.
What a cunt.
That's what I call bullshirt. Bullshirt. So, and then you had a concert.
And that was second Tuesday of the month then, so it was already meeting night, and I booked a concert. I went to Dave Matthews Band for the first time ever.
I saw Dave Matthews Band at the Palace in 1999.
I can assure you it has not changed.
The set was the same, except for the part where they improvise.
I don't even think he talked much.
Yeah.
I do not, and I wasn't drunk or high. I forgot my gummy bears. I only had one beer.
So.
But it was just like, you were at a club and all they were playing was Dave Matthews Band.
Yeah.
People were just relaxed and talking and partying and drinking and tailgating, and some fucker did get his car saran wrapped in the parking lot. That was amazing.
Yeah, you sent me a snap of that.
Black saran wrapped. And then I worried later, what if they were saran wrapped in the car and couldn't get out? But yeah, it was fine. It was Dave Matthews. It was exactly what you imagined a Dave Matthews concert would be.
Yeah, I can imagine it. Right? I've been to it.
20 years ago.
Yeah.
I doubt it's changed.
Yeah.
Someone was like, did he play Crash? And I was like, honestly,
I'm not sure.
No.
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
They were just...
Because all their songs just kind of melt together.
And they jam.
And they just jam.
They improvise. They have live jam sessions.
I for sure remember Satellite.
I actually really like that song.
And maybe one other song for sure, because then everyone like stops and sings and jams.
Yeah.
And I think I would remember if everyone dropped what they were doing and sang Crash.
Yeah.
And I don't remember that happening.
He did play Crash when I saw him, because that song was only a couple years old at that point.
He played a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
That was a good
I
mix.
Love Satellite. I haven't listened to that song in forever. Satellite. Guess what Maggie's listening to on the way home, you
right.
guys?
Dave Matthews. So I bought a vinyl record. It might have been his first release, which I didn't realize there was an album before Under the Table and Dreaming.
Mm-hmm.
And it has 3D eye vision on the front.
That's ridiculous, and I love it.
And so then I had to go buy a turntable to play my vinyl record.
Are you done drinking your Prosecco?
If you pass it over, I'll probably finish it.
Okay.
That beer honestly wasn't too shabby.
There you go. Yeah.
So I went with some friends, and it was a good time. And then I ran into Gay Jason.
Aww.
From college there.
Aww.
And so we hung up for a little bit and decided to have a play date this summer sometime.
That's fun.
So we'll go up to Bay City and visit him and his husband.
Oh, yeah, we went. That's you guys, for those of you long-term listeners.
Big gay wedding.
Wedding where Shannon and I injured ourselves by dancing
to Donkey Butt.
To Donkey Butt.
Getting them Donkey Butt and them big old legs. And you're right. You just gotta pick what song you go all in on.
We went all in.
All in on that one, and that was stakes were made.
Yeah. Well, I was the one who went up to the DJ and was like, I need you to play 90s stuff. Because he was playing, do you remember that? He was playing shit music.
Yeah.
And I was like, I need you to play 90s stuff. And what happened when he listened to me, Shannon?
Oh, all the people dropped what they were doing and shook their booty.
Oh. Oh.
What?
The Spice Girls, everyone loved it.
90s shit?
It goes.
We're all middle-aged.
Goes over real well. Everybody likes it. Stop.
Everyone loves 90s booty music.
Stop calling me middle-aged. I have 9 years till I'm middle-aged. You're not even middle-aged yet.
We are 40. You think you're going to live to... I thought about this after you ate me out.
Okay.
After you creamed me out, we're calling us middle-aged, and that it's 50. Do you honestly think you're going to live to 100?
That's just what the definition says it is.
We might live to 87 if we're lucky, so...
I don't think that's true.
I would say 40 is middle-aged, for sure.
Grandpa George died at 91.
Okay.
Grandma Irma died at 93.
Still not 100.
Grandma Jean. So, but I said I have 9 years. I was counting 45. I said middle age.
To 90.
Yeah. Well, Grandma Jean is 92 and is still kicking.
All right.
And then Grandpa Jerry died at 83. But I have four grandparents who've lived beyond 3 out of 4 grandparents. Jesus Christ, Maggie. You guys, I'm sorry. 3 out of 4 of my grandparents lived past 90. I'm going to live forever, motherfuckers.
Me too. We just need to buy a retirement home now for us and all our girlfriends.
Well, my girlfriends from college and I have retirement island. We're going to have robot butlers that serve us drugs.
Can't we just get, Puerto Rican boys in drag to wait on us?
I mean, sure, why not? But I also want the robot butlers, and we all are going to have, hoverboards,
hover
wheelchairs.
Wheelchairs.
Like they have on
Wally
Retirement Island.
I'm in. Margo will be in, too.
Okay.
We're in.
Yeah, great.
Because I told Scott, you know what?
He's not invited.
With this bullshit going on with his dad, I'm like, when we hit 65, we're just going to move in to a retirement facility.
I think that's the right thing to do. Yeah.
And I told that jokingly to Frank's nurse.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, Fox Hills. They party all the time. Wine, liquor.
Yeah.
They go all out for Valentine's Day, Halloween, Christmas.
Yeah.
I was like, good. That's what I need.
Yeah. Yeah. I want a party community.
And I was like, then we just moved to Florida because that's where all the party communities are.
Yeah. That's true. I mean, my parents are...
They don't got party retirement communities up here. They're all old folks' homes.
I mean, my grandma's is not shitty.
I didn't say they were shitty.
No.
I just want something with a pool and an activities board.
Well, I mean, what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying is that the independent living side of Irma's was like that.
Yeah.
She was just in the assisted living, so it was more chill.
Yeah.
But like, there was a story, I'm sure I told it on the podcast because it was so funny, but this was years ago because Grandma Irma's been dead a while.
She hasn't been dead a while. She's
3 years.
Like 2-3 years.
3 years.
Yeah, I was going to say two.
So this was a couple years before that. I took her to the Halloween party, right? And, it was 5 years ago. 5 years ago at Halloween. Anyway, this is neither here nor there. I took her to the Halloween party, and they were serving wine at it.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy asked her if, like, they're going, you know, these guys are going around serving, and, you know, do you want this? And she goes, yeah. And she drinks the whole thing, just, like, kills this thing of red wine. She goes, sighs, and goes, oh, I wanted white. Like, she knew it was red. She knew it when he served it to her. She was just being a sassy pants.
Well, go get a white wine then, Grandma.
I went and got her a white wine.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
I got Frank wine for his birthday.
Oh, yeah?
I ended up at the... Vicky came to town from Milwaukee. I've been meaning to get back to see her, and she came here instead. And that was 4th of July weekend. And we purposely didn't leave town that weekend because it was Frank's 75th birthday, and he wanted... The only thing he wanted was to go out to dinner with his family. And so that was a hot mess.
Yeah.
I'm going to circle back around to Vicky.
Okay.
So that Monday, I'm like, hey, Frank wants to go out to dinner. Remember? And he said he wanted to go here. Do we still want to do that? And Carrie and Todd are in. And Jen's like, nah, I can't afford it. And I'm like, fine. And so I, like, messaged her privately. I was like, I will pay for your dinner. No, don't do that. I'm like, I don't care. Frank just wants his family together for dinner. So
yeah, seriously.
It's an issue. We'll cover your dinner.
Get it together.
And so then I was like, where does he want to go? Does he still want to go to Chow Michi's? And everyone's like, I don't know. We'll ask him. So, like, I see him the next day and I ask him. And he's like, let's go to Sagano's. I was like, you sure? He's like, yeah, they have those big tables. Everyone can see each other, and it's fun. I'm like, okay.
There's this hibachi, right?
Like hibachi.
Like Benihana?
Yeah, like Benihana. And so I tell everyone, and everyone kind of laughs. Like, he doesn't like it there. And then Carrie's like, we can't even talk to each other because the table's too big. I was like, well, this is what he said. And so I make the reservations, and then throughout the week, we all ask him...
Many times.
At least one more time each.
Yeah. Are you sure that's what you want to do?
Yeah. Yep. That's what I want to do. Even like day before. I'm like, so I made reservations for Sagano's tomorrow night. You still want to do that for your birthday, right?
Yeah.
Yep. I'm excited. I can't wait to see everyone. Okay. Awesome. Saturday comes and Frank's not feeling well. Probably because he hasn't eaten in 2 days. And, but that's another story. And, and he ends up having a miserable time at the dinner. So we took him back to Todd and Carrie's after it for cake.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're leaving. I'm like, did you have a good time? No. Ugh. Couldn't hear anyone. It was too loud.
Oh, my
and
God.
And I don't like this place.
Oh, my God.
I was like, Jesus Christ.
Ugh. I love it when people
cranky old man
are not self-aware at all.
Oh my God. And I pushed for this place because he was firm on it.
Yeah.
And so I was supporting him.
Of course.
And that's what we did. And then he was like, it sucked.
Yeah.
I was like, God damn it, old man.
Well, when my grandma lies about stuff and I know she's lying about stuff, I try to push her to what I know she's really going to like.
Yeah. We should have. But he doesn't really know what he likes.
He
just wanted to be with his family.
Yeah.
And it's entertaining.
It is entertaining.
And it's fun.
And there's yum-yum sauce.
And he got to see all his granddaughters laugh and get chicken thrown in their face and, you know, have a peeing, like, fountain dude, like, pee on everyone.
Yeah.
A doll.
Right.
A doll. You know, so, and that's why I supported it. Like, it was entertaining. It's entertaining and... it's a nice big table. We can all see each other and kind of talk. So, anyway. So, Vicky's in town that weekend.
I just remembered I was at a sex orgy on Saturday and some guy came up to me and was like, do I recognize you from PenguinCon?
You're like, maybe?
He was like, I saw your podcast.
Awesome. Hey, if you listen.
Tell me that's not hilarious.
I love it.
All right, continue. I'm so sorry. I just thought of that. You were on Vicky.
Why was I talking about Vicky?
I truly don't know.
I don't remember now.
We've been drinking, you guys.
Vicky came for 4th of July. We went to the winery. We went to Spicer's to pick cherries, which are still in my fridge.
Nice.
Her and I each bought a case of wine.
Nice.
And I got Frank a bottle of wine for his birthday.
Okay.
That was the story.
Oh. Perfect.
Because Grandma Irma was drinking wine.
Yes.
And she probably shouldn't have been at the Halloween party.
Yep. Do, 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 do.
Oh, wedding
time. Do, 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 do. You have the time. What?
What?
I was just, there's a, Joseph will know what I'm doing. But yes, we're going to talk about my wedding. And also, there is an a cappella thing that starts out as that and then goes into, do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? So it goes from canon and D.
Canon and D.
Do, 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 you have the time.
That's hilarious. I'm going to look that up.
It's by the group Rockapella, who did the Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego theme song.
Nice.
So all of you know that now.
Rockapella.
Rockapella. So yes, that. You guys, so I posted on Facebook the other day. I, call me boring, but I just want a simple wedding. No fancy hall, no expensive dress, no catered dinner, no guests, no husband, .. I just want to eat cheese and a Costco sheet cake. And people thought that was very funny. People really liked it.
People really got into it.
People really got into my wedding. And Shannon, being the amazing best friend that she is, threw me a wedding today, you guys.
Woo!
I had cheese and a Costco sheet cake.
We have a giant Costco sheet cake.
It's so big.
It's the most ridiculous decorated flowers I could find.
I love it.
With traditional white, of course.
Yeah, you got to do white cake for a wedding, you know.
And then we fried up some halloumi,
mm-hmm.
and I roasted grapes.
Yeah.
Sliced up some cheese.
Yeah,
the roasted grapes
were extra delicious today. Mm-hmm. I could not stop eating them. They were so good.
Good.
I don't know what you did different. I don't know if it was just good grapes today.
Well, grapes are a little older.
Interesting.
They probably should be.
Interesting. Well, now I wish I didn't know that. No, it's okay.
They were fresh.
Yeah, they were really good.
They were a week old.
Were they looking just a little wrinkly?
Just a smidge.
So then...
still edible, but yeah. Oh, I'm going to have to throw these out by Sunday.
Then today I went to Plum Market. While I was at Plum Market, I went over to look at the sparkling wine. And the man at Plum Market asked me if I'm looking for anything specific. And I explained to him my Facebook post and how my best friend was getting me wine and a sheet cake from Costco, and that I wanted champagne for my wedding. And he helped me pick one out and then was like, congratulations. Like, very genuinely. I laughed so hard. I was, like, cackling in the store. It was really fun. It was really funny.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of weddings, you're also going to officiate one?
Yeah. My cousin Steve and his fiance Stephanie, who I love. Like, I text Stephanie all the time. Like, I would say that I text Stephanie...
more than Steve.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say like 10 to 20 times more often than Steve. Mm-hmm. Like, I text Stephanie constantly. So, I said that I would do it, and I said that I would do the Princess Bride. Marriage is what brings us together today.
Love, true love.
That dweem within a dweem.
You need to get that whole ceremony.
Yeah, definitely. So Shannon's going to help me because you have stuff.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Yeah, I'm gonna officiate, and it's going to be awesome. It's going to be exciting.
Hey, I got out of my August wedding because I already married them in the spring legally.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went back and forth for like a month. And if their family was actually going to make it to town and pick a date and have a little, like, backyard barbecue. And so I was just like, you know, like, I've done all the legal stuff. You don't really need me for part due.
Yeah.
If you had someone more meaningful in your life, maybe one of your kids, a cousin or something that, you know, you wanted to do something fun with, they could totally... do this one.
Yeah, do like a blessing.
Yeah.
Because you've already done the legal part.
I already did the legal part, and that's all that matters. So, I think she sat on it, and it's funny. I think she thought she had a conversation with me about that.
Yeah.
Because I just followed up with her. I was like, hey, we're about a month out. Sorry, I haven't, been in touch. Just wanted to follow up with you, see if you're still on. And if you still need me or not.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I could have swore I had a conversation with you, but maybe it was just in my head. So I guess not. No, we don't need you. We decided to ask one of our friends who's in the theater to do something fun for us. I'm like, okay, perfect.
Yeah, I love that.
Many blessings to you.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
That's good. Yeah. That's nice. So, yeah, you guys, it's my wedding day.
UniversalLifeChurch.com. Not a sponsor.
I have been on such a Harry Potter everything kick, I can't stop myself. So, first of all, I started playing Wizards Unite.
Mm-hmm.
And out of, like, all of the, like, 30-some people I'm friends with on the app, I normally am the highest level out of anyone or second highest level. Out of anyone, like only one or two people will ever level up before me. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we're all at the same level. I'm playing obsessively. I like it. I've broken up with Pokemon Go. I'm on Wizards Unite all the way. And then I started listening to this podcast called Harry Potter and the Sacred Text. And you guys, this podcast is amazing. It reads Harry Potter books as if they are holy books. And, like, goes through, and they do, like, sacred reading practices, like Lectio Divina or Florilegia or, like, Ignatius Monk Sacred Imagination. Like, they do all of these, like, things. And also, oh, my God, it's so charming and delightful. And I can't stop listening to it. I can't stop binge listening to it. Like, it's so good. And then I went out with my friend Jamie. So my friend Jamie had her gender affirmation surgery the other week. And before it, I took her out to lunch. And we were in downtown Ipsy. So I wanted to open Wizards Unite and play it because...
we were outside in a downtown area.
There we go. There it is.
Yep.
And so she... she was like, hey, can I borrow your Harry Potter books? And I was like, I can loan you 5, 6, and 7, but the first 4 are my brother's, and I can't loan you those ones because they don't belong to me. And then I went to this like meetup with a bunch of...
I would have been like, no, sorry.
I don't mind it.
It's been 20 years. Go buy yourself a whole set.
Well, I took up a collection at a meetup, and I bought her the whole set.
Aww, stop.
Gift for her surgery.
Oh, fun.
And I have cards from there, from Harry Potter, that I got when I was visiting Universal Studios, that I don't use them very often. I use them for special occasions because they were very expensive cards. So I got her, I gave her the Hogwarts letter card, and she opened it. And I was like, and also, like, these people and I got you a gift together, but, like, I haven't gotten it yet in the mail. And she opens it, and she's like, oh, my God, I love it. I'm reading them. And then her mom was like, yeah, my friend got her the whole set. I was crushed. I worked so hard. I thought I was being such a good friend. She asked me to borrow them, and then a week later I bought them for her. And also in that time, somebody else bought them for her. What the fuck? I know.
That makes me sad.
I was devastated.
You're like, well, now you'll have 2.
No, because I only told her that I'd gotten her a gift. I didn't tell her what the gift was. So I went to Target and got her a Harry Potter backpack, and I got her a book of like street magic. So while she's sitting around,
you know, Barnes and Noble, sells a bunch of HP shit.
Oh yeah, I actually have seen that before. So I got her, but I got her, I already gave it all to her, back Harry Potter backpack, and then another, like, long book to read that was, like, the fantasy kink novel that I was reading.
She got her, like, magical creatures.
Yeah, somebody else said that, too. I was not blown away by those, so I was like, I don't know, whatever. But I was so proud of myself, yeah, and I was devastated. And then I had to go through all of the, like, returning shit and buying new shit and. So that was my, you said that this was going to be a depressing podcast, and I said I had one sad story, and that was it. That was my one sad story.
Sad story.
Sad story. But she seemed pretty into the gift. I just was like, it had the perfect one. So, yeah, I think that's all. No, that's not all my Harry Potter things. Hand me my purse over there. I have a thing to show you.
You have to find it under all your Christmas DVDs I'm letting you borrow.
It's okay. It's in the front pocket.
Oh. What is that tiny thing? What? That's awesome. It's a broom.
No, it's a, it's Luna Lovegood's wand.
Oh.
It looks like a flower when it's larger. Yeah. Like hers is like a... So it's Luna Lovegood's wand.
And it's a stylus.
As a stylus.
I love it.
Yeah, right? And so now, when I'm playing Wizards Unite...
You play with a wand.
I'm casting spells...
With a wand.
With a wand. Right? Oh, it's so good.
That's like D&D level 80 nerd.
I know, but I really love it.
I love it. You're funny.
Thanks. I really think it's great.
Yep. All right. I think we're all caught up. Concerts, 4th of July.
Did you want to tell... You started watching...
our Try Guy episode.
You started watching 5th season of Schitt's Creek.
Yes, I was curious, so I went to poptv.com today. And they have all the episodes online.
Yeah.
Usually they only have, like, the first one.
Yeah.
And then clips.
Right.
And so I may or may not have listened / watched 8, 9 episodes today at work.
I am shocked. Shocked, I tell you.
So I'm halfway through the season. Pretty excited.
They
are fucking hilarious.
What? Like my little stylus?
No, Schitt's Creek.
Oh, that is fucking hilarious.
And season 5 is like off the hook with wit and comebacks and confrontations.
Yeah.
And Moira Rose continues to wow me with her vocabulary.
She's so funny.
She says the most simple things in the most difficult ways.
It's true.
Johnny, something is expelling from that baby.
It was Joseph's birthday during our break, so let's just... Happy birthday, Joseph.
Happy birthday, Joseph.
I made our family cake for him.
Happy birthday to you.
I'm not participating in this. I'm not singing sexy to my brother.
Happy birthday to you.
Okay, that's enough.
So our family cake, first of all, my grandmother gave my mother the recipe wrong. And we've known this. We've known this for a while. And so then I called her and I was like, I cannot read what this says. Cause she gave me, like, she lets me use the real recipe, but I only had my mother's wrong copy. So she let me, I was like, what are these values? But it's like, she was like a pat of butter. She was like, you know, like a walnut nut sized amount. So she just eyeballs it. Right.
Yes. That's how you bake.
Right.
That's old school baking.
Old school baking.
Even I do that.
That's not...
How much better? A flop.
It's not... Yeah.
You know, like a big heaping tablespoonful.
The thing that everybody gets wrong...
Official measurement.
Flop. Is not putting enough cornstarch in.
Oh.
So what did I do?
I
put way too much cornstarch in.
What happens when you put too much cornstarch in a cake?
Well, it was
curious. Make cakes from scratch.
It wasn't the cake. It was the frosting.
Oh,
so cornstarch makes the frosting, like, thicker and, like, tackier. So what happened? I couldn't fucking spread it on the cake.
Yes.
Where I put it was where it landed.
Nice.
The frosting was...
Cement frosting.
Too chewy.
You had fondant.
I had fondant.
You should just roll that shit out with the rolling pin laid it neatly on the top of the cake.
No, it was like pudding.
Oh.
Imagine a stiff pudding.
I would still roll that shit out.
So it tasted great. Like, I did the cake right, and I did the pat of butter right, and I did all the other random amounts right. I just put too much cornstarch in it, and that was some tacky frosting. And I mean, like,
you can get, like, sticky. Was it just special frosting or just frosting?
It's special. It's the best part of the cake. It's the special part of the cake.
But, you know, you can just Google frosting.
No, that's
just
the frost,
powdered sugar.
The frosting is the key part. No, it's magic. It is the pat of butter and baker's chocolate and sugar and water and cornstarch, and you just
whip it good.
But it does all of these, like, weird things in the middle.
Chemistry.
It does chemistry. It is. And you gotta, like, wait, and then it starts boiling and it plops, and then it becomes smooth and shiny, and when it's smooth and shiny, it's ready to go. It's so weird to watch it, but that's the special part of the cake. So I put too much cornstarch in. We'll figure it out eventually. And then one last little thing. Darcy Carden did not get a fucking Emmy nomination for The Good Place, and that is some bullshit.
Bullshit.
That episode, Janet's.
Yes, was amazing. When Darcy played all the parts, all five characters. She even played herself playing Jason, playing
Eleanor.
Eleanor.
Hi! I'm Eleanor. I'm Arizona Shrimp Horny, which I say sometimes just to make myself happy. Hi, I'm Eleanor. I'm Arizona Shrimp Horny.
Last season coming up.
I know, it's sad.
Well, we knew it wasn't going to go on forever.
On the podcast, it said 5 seasons. I was counting on 5 seasons.
They're doing 5 seasons.
This is the 4th season.
Oh,
we've only had 3.
Well,
so I thought I was getting 5.
It's a reasonable place to end.
I was prepared for 5.
The British do it all the time.
I was promised 5.
They don't draw shit out like American TV.
I was promised 5.
You have a 3-season storyline. We tell that story. We end your show.
I was promised 5.
Regardless.
I was told there would be 5. All right. I also have a internet thing of the week.
Awesome.
I just gotta find it.
Oh, I saw a hilarious meme the other day.
Tell me.
It was some really famous stock guy, probably from Fox News. And it was like his arms were going everywhere and the bars were going crazy. And the meme was, Mermaid memes are down. Area 51 memes are up.
That's funny.
Like, trade in your memes, people.
Yeah, exactly. Trade them in. Get them out of there. All right.
So I commented. I was like, oh, you mean my airport memes are already busted?
I know. That one was good.
It was real good. Those were real good.
I loved the airport. The
airport memes were amazing.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Today, I was holding hands with my girlfriend when a middle-aged woman with very little English approached us. She smiled, nodded approvingly, and said, "Men is too headache."
Nice.
So now "men is too headache" is my favorite.
Men is too headache.
Men, and then they even made the, like, "the more you know." Like,
nice.
Like, I love it. So, "men is too headache."
Men is too headache.
Yeah, this guy, like, messaged my friend today. Just total bullshit on a site. And so she sent me the message and said, "men is too headache."
Men is too
headache. So that's that. We got started really late tonight. Maggie too was gonna come over and then didn't, so we were late. And plus it was my wedding, so
yeah. I do what I want.
Whatever. So it's a short episode, but we covered everything on my list.
Yeah.
Except for the thing I deleted. You guys, Trump's a racist. That's all we need to know.
Yeah, we all know that.
Yeah.
Regardless of your political views, we all know that.
There are people denying it, though. And today he said, "I don't have a racist bone in my body."
What? Has he had an x-ray?
I'm pretty
sure every bone in his body is.
Is racist. Yes, me too.
I rolled so hard, I think I hurt my eyeballs.
Yeah, I could hear it from over here. And then he told people to, that if they didn't like it here, they should go, like, they should leave. And his campaign slogan was, "Make America Great Again." As in, he didn't like it here and wanted things to change.
Yeah, so maybe he should leave.
Maybe, that's definitely what I said.
Except no country will take him.
Ugh. I wonder where he could go. Antarctica.
He could go to the countries where you can purchase your citizenship.
Yeah, yeah, he can go.
Because you're rich.
He can go to a rich person island.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. That's a mini episode today. Short episode today. Men is too headache.
Short-ish. Men is too headache.
Find us everywhere on social media. We love interacting with you.
Episode 205.
Thank you. I appreciate that. We are That More Thing, so that's all the places that you find us when you're finding us on social media. But you can also tweet me on the Twitter. I am Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And then this has been episode 205 of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie. Bye!
Bye!